to Go Natural English. How are you? I just burnt my tongue on a cup of hot coffee, but that's okay. We will continue. And in this English fluency lesson, you are going to learn how to start a conversation with a stranger, even if you're shy, how to make friends, and how to improve your English speaking skills. So if that sounds awesome, then let's do it. By the way, I am Gabby, that is my name, and it's also an adjective for someone who talks a lot, they are Gabby. But I'm Gabby, and I'm here to help you with your English. I am an American English teacher and the founder of Go Natural English. So, we are going to talk about making friends through giving compliments. So, where I'm from in North America, specifically Minneapolis, Minnesota, a really common way to make friends and a great way to be a positive person with good vibes is to give compliments. Give compliments to your friends, family, colleagues, and even strangers. Now, I want to know, what about you and your country? Is it normal for people to give compliments to strangers? So if you're not sure, keep watching for some examples of what I mean by compliments and then tell me in the comments, because I think that compliments are a great way to start a conversation with anyone. They're also a great way to make friends, because how do you make friends? Well, you have to start conversations with them. So you may not make friends with everyone you start a conversation with, but if you can start a conversation with someone, then you have a greater likelihood of becoming friends with them, right? If you don't start a conversation, you're probably not gonna become friends with them. And this topic is really on my mind, you know, how to make friends when you move to a new country, because I am currently living in Brazil. And so making new friends when you go to a new country is really hard. Yes, even for me, it takes work. So that's why I'm helping you today, because I believe that many of you have recently, or maybe not so recently, but you have moved to the United States from another country. So tell me in the comments if that's you. If you are in the United States or thinking about moving to the United States from another country, and making friends, this is something that's not always easy. So we're gonna learn how to make friends through giving compliments in a really, how can I say, like a nice way, not a creepy way, because sometimes compliments can be creepy, like, are those your real eyes? That would be an example of a compliment that I would think is a little bit weird. So let's talk about compliments that are not so weird. Okay, number one. By the way, I'm gonna share 10 compliments, so you have some different ones to work with. You can memorize all of these or just one of them and use them as you see fit. So number one is, I really love the way you, for example, I really love the way you teach us English on YouTube. Yes, thank you. I mean, you're welcome. For example, with someone else, you might say this at a cafe, like, I really love the way you pour that coffee, barista lady. Or I really love the way you are dressed. So this could be used for an action, like, I really love the way you pour that coffee, or some way that they're dressed, like, I really love the way you're dressed. So some kind of description, like, or I really love the way you wear your hair or your hairstyle. I really love the way that you are wearing that scarf or jacket or whatever. So you could give the person a compliment on their look, their style, their fashion, or some action that they're doing. So another example, I really love the way that you are so friendly to everyone. So maybe you've observed someone being really friendly, maybe it's a person that works at a cafe or a store, and they're like, hi, can I help you? And you might give them this compliment. Wow, I really love how friendly you are. Another way to say this, and I'm not even gonna count this as number two, this is number 1.5, is I'm so impressed by the way that you wear your hair or wear that outfit or that scarf. I'm so impressed by the way you're so positive and so friendly with everyone. So these are two different ways. I love, or I'm so impressed by, it's a little more advanced, the way you do something. Excellent. So next, another option. And by the way, I encourage you to shadow me as I say these phrases so that you can practice your pronunciation. When you repeat these English phrases after me, your English speaking will improve and it will help you to remember these phrases for using them later. Another good tip is to write them down, maybe on your smartphone, or if you like paper and pencil, write them in a notebook. So this will really improve your memorization of these English phrases when you can reference them again. Or maybe bookmark this video to review it tomorrow or the next day. Okay, so number two is kind of similar to number one and 1.5. It's I've noticed, or I just noticed, how good you are or how talented you are at something. For example, I've just noticed how quickly you pour coffee. This is my example for everything because, you know, I'm really obsessed with coffee. But just to give you an example, I just noticed how coordinated your outfit is. Basically, all my examples are going to be about coffee or fashion because I really like those two things. I've noticed how well-traveled you are. Maybe this is someone who you're getting to know. I mean, you wouldn't really know if someone is well-traveled if you just saw them for the first time and they're a stranger, unless they're wearing one of those backpacks that has flags all over it. Then you could probably use this line. Okay, so far we have I love the way you blah, blah, blah. I am so impressed by the way you blah, blah, blah. I've just noticed, or I've noticed blah, blah, blah. Next, number three is a pretty simple one. If you remember any of these, remember this one. That's a great, and then fill in the blank with a piece of clothing. Not a body part, please. That's on the creepy side of things, in my opinion. You can tell me what you think in the comments. Would you like it if someone said, that's a great body part? I wouldn't personally. So that's a great shirt. Oh, why, thank you. I like this shirt myself. Thank you. I picked it out all by myself. That's a great bag. That's a great jacket. That's a great pair of shoes. Really anything someone is wearing or a bag they're carrying, you could fill in the blank with that. So if you wanted to comment about their smile, for example, you would say, you have a great smile, okay? So actually that's number four. You have a great smile, or you have a great voice. Oh my goodness, you should be a podcaster or a radio announcer person. You should work in film. You have a great personality. You have a great vibe. Yes, you do. Number five, so you can ask someone, where did you get your, and then fill it in with an item of clothing or something that they're using, or just style. Where did you get your style? It's great. Where did you get your t-shirt? It's so cool. I really like it. I would love to know. And you know, this is not necessarily something where if someone asks you this, where did you get your t-shirt? You know, they might be curious, they might want to buy it, but it's also just a good way to start a conversation. Where did you get your, I mean, I do this sometimes when I see people walking in the airport carrying a cup of coffee. I often ask strangers, where did you get your coffee? Is there a cafe close by here? You guys are gonna think I'm always drinking coffee. I am. Okay, number six is I love your style. This is another simple one, and it's very useful. I mean, really, you can say this to anyone, a man, woman, someone who has some interesting style. You know, I guess they do have to have some style for you to say this, or else they might think that you're being sarcastic. So, you know, you could say this to someone who has an interesting outfit or some cool hairdo or, you know, nice jewelry or something. Hey, I really love your style. Yeah, you look great. Okay, so those are some compliments. Let's keep going. Number six. Okay, so these are all compliments that I would consider appropriate for anyone. It doesn't mean that you are trying to hit on someone when you use these, but depending on the person and depending on the way you say them, you know, people might think that. So I think if you just keep your tone really light and friendly and, you know, you're not like doing this while you say, like checking them out while you say these, then, you know, they're just friendly. Okay, the next one, number six, is more heartfelt. So someone might feel like, oh, wow, really? Like, oh, they might even get a little bit flushed when you say this. Number six is you really light up the room. So if you find someone especially impressive, you could say you really light up the room. But keep in mind, this is something that is kind of a strong compliment. So I would reserve this compliment for people that you really want to impress. It's not so light. It's kind of a heavy compliment. It feels a bit heavier to me. Like, I mean, it's nice, but it feels a little bit like, oh, wow, that's, you know, someone who's really been observing me is going to tell me you really light up the room. And I love it when people tell me this. You can tell me this if you already know. I love it when people tell me you light up the room. And basically, it means that you have good energy. So it's not a bad thing. It's just kind of an intense compliment, in my opinion. And this is just my opinion. You can tell me what you think, especially I know native speakers watch this as well. So, you know, if you want to comment on how you feel about these compliments, also non-native speakers, everybody, just comment on how you feel about these compliments. Also, if you, can you hear people complimenting each other out in the street, all the cars honking? If you have any compliments to add to this list, please do. Okay, we have three more. Has anyone ever told you that you look like someone? I get this all the time. Who do you think that I look like? Brazilians tell me all the time that I look like this one actress. What's her name? Ellen Hoch? Yeah. I don't really see it. People used to tell me that I look like Julia Stiles. I don't know. Who do you look like? So this could be a compliment. Just make sure that you tell the person that they look like someone who is good looking. You know, don't tell them like, wow, you look just like, I don't know, who was someone like, you look just like Yoda, you know, from Star Wars. Like, that's not a compliment. Please don't tell me that I look like Yoda. Next, again, a comment on something someone is using or wearing. So let's go with bag. Your bag is really unique. And you would combine this with, like, where did you get that? Your t-shirt is really unique. Where did you get that? So your hairstyle is really unique. And again, tone is everything. So if you have a downward intonation, like, your hair is really unique. That doesn't sound like a compliment, but if it's an upwards intonation, your hair is really unique, and maybe add another positive word like, wow, it's beautiful, then that is a compliment. And finally, this is a compliment that my mother uses all the time. Actually, side note, my mother is so good at starting conversations with strangers, and she is the queen of compliments. So a lot of these tips I am getting from her and passing them on to you. So this is one that she uses all the time. That color is beautiful on you. This is kind of a unique and thoughtful compliment, and I think it needs to be used with a unique color. So I'm wearing a black t-shirt. I mean, black is not necessarily a very special color. I guess you could tell me that the color black looks great on me. In fact, you definitely could. People have told me that before. They said, oh, the color white looks great on you. But this works really well if someone is wearing a kind of unique color. Like, wow, that color is really unique. It looks great on you. So there you have it. We have 10 different ways to compliment strangers or people you know, but these all work for strangers. I feel that these are all friendly and appropriate for use with anyone. They don't come across as like creepy or weird. And as long as you intend them with a good heart, I think people will appreciate your compliments. And it's a great way to just start talking with a stranger. So one of many ways that you can start a conversation in English, practice your speaking skills, make new friends in the United States or wherever you may be using English. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, or if you didn't, leave a comment and let me know what you think. If you'd like to add any possible compliments for people to try out, or if you had a favorite from these 10, let me know. As always, thank you so much for being part of our Go Natural English family. We are a family. Thank you so much for being part of our Go Natural English family. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe by clicking right down there. You might want to watch the video that I did before this one about 10 phrases that you can use over and over and over and how to pronounce them like a native English speaker. You can click right over there. And if you would like to know more about Go Natural English lessons with me and my team, you can click right down there to come to gonaturalenglish.com. Thank you so much for watching, and you are amazing. Have a great day. Bye for now.